Okay, we're going to start on page 70. It's an amazing topic today. I actually dealt with it in one of the Divrei Halacha that I gave after the early minyan during the summer. And I'll tell you why. It's going to be a lot of fun. Because I'm actually not going to give any introduction. We're going to read a Gemara. And tell me what you think the conclusion of the Gemara is. There's a fascinating machlok. I understand this Gemara. Take a look, source 10. Amar Chizda. Sach ben tefillah letefillah. So let me explain. The word tefillah doesn't mean tefillah. It means tefillah. Actually means tefillin. Tefillin in singular is tefillah. People don't realize that. So when you, if you talk between tefillin and tefillin, what's that referring to? Between the yad and the rush. Okay? Chozer mevarach. What do you need to do? Hit the brach again. Now, what would the rationale now? So again, what did you do? Go through the order. What did you do? What did you do?
You had an interruption between the, I guess it's all one mitzvah, the whole putting on the yad first and then the head. So you interrupted it.
So okay, so you interrupted the yad and the rush with talking. By the way, very interesting. I'll be sure and hold it. Two different mitzvahs. Fair comment. Because based on this, right, very good. Makes sense.
Yeah, otherwise.
Okay, good. Let's say like this. There's a rush and there's a yad. So what did you do before you put on the yad? What did you do?
Two separate mitzvahs, really?
Yeah. Before you put on the yad, what did you do? You made a
bracha.
You made a bracha. You put on the yad. Before you put on the rush, you talked. So here we go. Chozer mevarach. What's it referring to? You're chozer, and you make a mevarach on what? On your
shoyad,
right? Okay, that's fairly straightforward. Here we go. Sach in. Sach means if you talk, then you make a bracha. Lo sach. If you don't talk, no, you don't make a bracha. Right? That meaning, you understand why is the Gemara making that deal? Because, what does the Gemara say? Sach b'zeh yudah choz mevarach. You don't sach, you don't talk, you're not choz mevarach. Right? Fair. Look at this. The hashalach.
That's obvious.
It's obvious. No, this is not, this is the easy part. This is, the hard part is coming up. The hashalach rav chia bered rav huna mashmid rav yochanan. By the way, it applies to Hashem, just making it abbreviated, right? Al mitzvah tefillin. What's the Gemara's question? The Gemara says that when does it appear that you only make a second bracha? Only when you talk, i.e., if you don't talk, you make a second bracha? No. On that, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Altzlin shal yad, you make bracha X. Altzlin shal rosh, you make a bracha Y. So how can the Gemara start off by saying Amar Rav Chisda, only if you talk, you make a second bracha? You follow? Abaye v'rava darim tavayu. Listen to this, are you ready? Lo sach, mevarach achat. Sach, mevarach shtayim. Stop. What does the Gemara seem to imply right now?
If you don't talk, you just make one bracha.
Bracha. How many bracha did you say this morning on your tefillin?
Two.
You have Bikuris. It says one. You follow? That's the Gemara. So that, right? So that's what Amar about. That's what he says. If you talk, that's to make two brachas. Wait. Tana. Sach ben tefillah letefillah. Avira hi biyado. This requires, I have to explain this context. If you talk between tefillin and tefillin, it's an aveira. You say a bracha again, and morchem elchama, you're not allowed to go to war. The Gemara says, if you go to people who fight in the army, and they talk between tefillin and shal yad, they're not allowed to go to battle, they're popped off from the army. They should, why? Because they're going to die. And therefore, they better they don't fight, because they're going to, what's it called? Put everyone else's life in danger. Okay, now, it's a powerful statement. This is a, here, take a look at the bottom. See Rashi? Last line in Rashi, right underneath the Gemara? Right? V'chod v'ra? K'damrinu b'perek m'shuch melchama, hayarareh v'yarach halevav ma'averot shebeyado. That the Gemara says, not only are people potter from war if you just got married or had a new vineyard or a new house, but even if you're fearful. Why are you fearful? You're fearful because you have an avera. What avera? People talk between putting on the phone. Okay. What do you think, Gemara? What would you conclude? How many brachot should you make over tefillin, and why? Why would you conclude that?
One on a good day when you're not talking.
Okay. If you don't talk, why are you concluding that?
Because
What?
Lo sach mevarcha.
Lo sach mevarcha. What's that last line in the Gemara coming? Sach ben tefillah tefillah very biyad v'chozer alam orchei melchama. What's that referring to then? Why are you mentioning that? This is an excellent methodological question, how you learn Gemara. Because this last two lines in the Gemara, is the last line challenging the previous line? Or is it explaining the previous line? You follow? I want you to pick up on this, because this is a mamish fundamental skill. When Abayi and Rava say, and this is what David wanted to imply, you don't talk, you make one bracha. You talk, you make two. So what's that last line saying? Sach ben tefillah tefillah. Does that mean it's explaining before? It's an aveira? Or is it trying to say, no. It's arguing on Abaye and Rava. And what's it saying? You always make two brachos. But what's the difference? If you talk, then it's an aveira. You hear the difference? So the question is, how do you learn the last two lines of Gemara? Is it Abaye and Rava that hold there's only one bracha? Then how do you deal with the opening line based on the question of Shalach Rav Chia Bereda Rav Huna Meshved of Yochanan, who says you make two different brachos? You follow? And then comes Abaye and Rava says you only make one. And the last line of the Gemara, is that explaining Abaye and Rava? Or is it questioning Abaye and Rava? Say, no, you always make two. What's the difference? If you talk between the first one and the second one, that's an aveira. But you usually make two. But there's a difference between making two and making two because you did an aveira. Making two because you did an aveira is terrible. Making two because that's what you're supposed to do, that's totally fine. That machloket is how to understand the end of the Gemara is a famous machloket Rishonim. And the reason why you're not aware of it is because you're not Sephardi. If someone here was Sephardi, they would have a battle. Machloket, take a look. Now we don't have to even see it inside. Machloket Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. Shulchan Aruch Rama. Done. We finished. That's it. We just get four sources in 2 seconds. Guess what? What's the Rambam going to hold? Zinu Ashkenazi. What does the Rambam hold? One bracha. What's Rabbeinu Tam going to hold? Well, okay. So take a look.
I didn't know that. Wait, Sephardim only say one bracha?
No, they don't. Here we go. Take a look at this. No, you don't make one bracha. Take a look at Rambam in 11. Tfilah Sharosh Eina Ma'akevet Shoyad. V'Shoyad Eina Ma'akevet Sharosh. Why? They're totally two separate mitzvahs. They're the same positive. They're two totally separate mitzvahs. However, Kesa Mevarachim Ala Rosh, Mevarach, Asher Kishen, Shavzino, Al Mitzvah Tfilin. Yad, Taniyat Tfilin. But Medver Murim, Kishahiniach Ad Chat Mehem. Aval im hiniach shtehen mevarach beracha achat vehi l'niach tefillin. The kosher harmonish shorosh. What does the Rambam say? Two different mitzvot. How many brachas? Depends. If you get your tefillin shel yad now, 15 minutes later your tefillin shel rosh, then make that second bracha, or reverse.
What's the limit?
What do you mean?
What's like?
How long is considered immediate?
No, if you have both in front of you, you make one bracha. Hey is saying you have both. When you have both, which is hopefully most of the time, right? Then you make broch. Here's your yad, here's your rosh, one bracha. Even though they're two different mitzvot. Why? It's a very good question. Two different mitzvot, one bracha. But they're still connected. It's still the same pasuk in the Torah. Right? So, what do we do? Rabbeinu Tam argues and says, what are you talking about? Two different mitzvot? What do you have to recite? Two different bracha. What do we do as a mini compromise? Because this Gemara isn't clear. After you tighten your tefillin shabash, what do you say? Baruch Shem. Now, what does Baruch Shem classic do in Hilchot Bracha? So now you appreciate what's going on. So is that right? So in deference to the Rambam and to what might be Beshat the Gemara, that's where Baruch Shem comes in. And if you take a look, here, if you take a look at what do we do, he says, what do we do? Ulam Omer betoch kedei dibor baroshem osnovad kedei latzeit mi safek barachal vatala. That's what we do. We say the Baruch Shem in deference to the Shita of the Rambam, in deference to the Shita of the Rif, in deference to what might be the Peshat of the Gemara, Machloket Ashkenazi. So there's no Machloket, there's two mitzvah, Yad and Rosh. Rambam still says one bracha. Oh, so what would happen according to Ashkenazi and Rabbeinu Tam if you talked after you put on in your tefillin? How many brachot should you say over a tefillin shel Rosh?
Still.
It appears that according to Rabbeinu Tam, you talk, you make two bracha. On your tefillin shel Rosh, you'd say l'niach and mitzvah tefillin because you talked. So if you talk between the two bracha, you're not to. So we see here, this is fascinating. Even though they're two different brachot, two different mitzvot, you can't talk in between them. This was a famous vort that Rabbi Taub used to talk. You know, Rabbi, when you're Rabbi Vishua, you go to a lot of bar mitzvahs. So what was his back pocket bar mitzvah speech, Dvar Torah, was this. Your actions and your thoughts have to be united. Your tefillin shel Rosh, and if you interrupt them, either two different mitzvot. And if you view with the world as your thoughts and your actions are separate, if you just do things without thinking, or you think without doing that, right? That's the world of Judaism, where you have to make sure that they work in tandem. Your thoughts and your kavanot and your intent have to be, it's good to have the right intentions, but they put into actions. Your mind has to be coupled together, and if you split them up, if you sever them, if you speak, you can't go to war, you can't, it's not supposed to be the mindset of a Jew, but to unite them, two different mitzvot, but you can't talk between them and separate them. Okay, we will end there for today.